Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
It's time for the thread question. Tracy Mumford is in the studio with me. This is one of my favorite times of the week.
Hello.
We are talking about summer books.
That is the question. What summer books are you most excited about?
Can we get people to tweet us?
Yeah, please tweet us at the thread NPR if you have books you can't wait to get your hands on. Get your library holds ready.
And at Carrie NPR, because then I'll just retweet it to the thread. Yeah, what books are you most excited about this summer? And for you?
I'm super excited about this book called Stephen Florida by Gabe Habash. It's about this college wrestler in North Dakota that wants nothing more than to win a championship before he graduates. It's the kind of book where you fall so far into a character's head, it's hard to crawl back out again. It's a weird book. It's eerie. You really get into this wrestling mentality. I loved it.
Okay. Now, because you said that, I'm going to switch what one of my most exciting summer books is. And it is, I'm reading this mystery series by Becky Masterman. I'm actually going to talk about it for the thread on Monday morning. I love this character in a way that I don't usually identify with, like female detectives or former FBI agents. The book that starts the series is called Rage Against the Dying, and then there's another one, and then she's coming out with another one. So you have all summer to begin that series by Becky Masterman and enjoy it through the summer, and then there'll be another one out in the fall. Steph, how about you?
Standard Deviation.
What?
By Catherine Heaney. It's H-E-I-N-Y. This it's a book about, you know, I often don't like books about marriages and what marriage is about.
I do.
This one is so much fun.
I'm reading this.
It is
right
so
away.
Funny. It's a couple who've been together about 10 years. They've got a son. He's on the spectrum, so it's about parenting. And then his ex-wife gets involved. It is just line to line, standard deviation, line to line, great observations about the ridiculous things we do as human beings. Really funny.
Okay, so that's Steph's pick. Mine is Rage Against the Dying by Becky Masterman, and yours is
Stephen Florida by Gabe Habash.
Okay, this is what we're excited about for summer. By the way, I've also got the Crime and Thriller Quartet series going on for the Thread Morning Ed. So I'm talking about all these crimes, mysteries, and thrillers that are like four of them. The new one's coming up on Monday.
Looking for a new podcast? I'm Tracy Mumford, a producer for NPR News. I'm part of the team working on 74 Seconds. It's a new podcast that looks at the shooting death of Philando Castile by Officer Geronimo Yanez. It happened last summer in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. Yanez is now facing charges in Castile's death. 74 Seconds looks at what happened that night and what happens now when a police officer goes on trial. Reporters John Collins and Reham Fashir will walk you through this case as it unfolds. It's a story about race, policing, and justice in America. Subscribe to 74 Seconds wherever you get your podcasts.